The question is that, is there some science which explains the material things in a higher way as compared to what modern science does? Yes. Basically, matter can be analyzed in different ways through different models. Even in physics itself, relativity physics is one model and quantum physics is another model. And the two have significant contradictions which are just not reconciling. But both models work in their own ways. So matter, basically a model is an explanatory framework. It's like we have a country, we have a map. Sometimes the map, we can have one map which is political, another map which is, say, physical, another map which is demographic. Like that, you can have different maps. So like that, matter can be analyzed in different ways. And that can lead to different analytical frameworks. So modern science is one way of analyzing matter. Sankhya is there in the past. In history, is another way of analyzing matter. Mimamsa, Vaisheshika was another way of analyzing matter. So basically, in the 11th canto in Uddhava Gita, Krishna describes that, so in Sankhya also, sometimes the matter is analyzed into 24 elements. Sometimes it's analyzed into, say, 15 elements or 14 elements, 12 elements. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is commented to Uddhava Gita, says that Krishna is saying that he's pleased with the creativity of the sages in analyzing matter in different ways. Because they all, after this analysis, they come to the conclusion of that ultimately it all points to Krishna. Vedaisya sarvai ahameva vidya. So yes, matter can be analyzed in different ways. And there are Sankhya, Vaisheshikar examples of frames in which, of models of an other way of analyzing matter. Okay. Yes.
We have two questions.